it's going to be a long, steep learning curve. We've only had one session really with the players, so it's going to be assessing on an ongoing basis at the minute, assessing the squad and see where we go from here. Obviously, we know now there's a lot of work to be done, and there's no easy way out. It means everyone has to sort of take responsibility and keep their heads up, and we'll plug on to next week.
In the short term, Peter, the immediate things that need attention, what would they be? I suppose confidence is probably number one.
Well, you could see that even sometimes in the first half where we had sort of decent passages of play. You could see almost the body language of some of the boys, their confidence returning. But then when you get hit with a sucker punch the guy again, you just hope now that they don't go back into the shell. As you say, confidence is very brittle at the moment, and because given the results previously. So, I mean, and then the Knights won't help either on top of that, but it's all about character now too, and players standing up and being counted. And let's say they have to sort of learn from these mistakes through the games. And if they don't learn, then they won't be along. They won't be around this club.
Harps supporters would have come to quite a few games here this season already, Peter. You know, more or less expecting their team to win because we're coming up against teams. You know, no disrespect to the Wexfords and the Salthill Devons. You'd almost expect the home team to pick up 3 points, but that hasn't been the case. It's not going to get any easier.
No, it doesn't, and sometimes it's, you know, as you say, when you're down there and you're fighting for everything, it's, you know, it's a great leveller, and as you say, the expectation levels were high at the start of the season, given some of the players brought in to the club, but the expectations count for nothing. You know, you have to really earn the right to play against anybody, and as you see, Wexford themselves were battling very hard tonight, and that'll continue to happen throughout the rest of the league campaign. We just have to concentrate on ourselves, though, and get back to basics.
Your own situation, you're carrying an injury at the minute, but you won't be able to sign until the transfer window opens?
That's right. Irrespective of was injured or not, you can't play until the July transfer window. So in the short term now, I'm just trying to get attention now, the knee injury I sustained a couple of weeks ago. And then after that, once the knee's okay, then it's about to getting fitness back, and we'll take it from there.